Rodney Northington is an unlikely person to be telling folks who live in the James Casey housing projects to put down their guns. He's a convicted felon, a former drug dealer, and a one-time gang member. But he's also quite possibly the perfect man for the job. He's selling folks on a program. It's a concept that began in Chicago, one that treats violence like an infectious disease that can spread within a community. And the treatment comes from those who once caused the violence. WPLN's Mariba Knight joined them on their first effort to drum up support.
It's a sunny Sunday afternoon, and Rodney Northington is going door-to-door in the city's largest subsidized housing complex. He's handing out flyers advertising his new program based off of Cure Violence.
So I can walk around this neighborhood and knock on every door. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm here and I got respect.
Northington, who's 27, lives here. He's tall, thin, and walks in graceful long strides. As he makes his way through the banks of low-rise apartments, he can barely go a few steps without stopping to greet someone.
They look up to me, and they listen to me. If I told these people, let's do something bad right now, they'll do it. So why not tell them to do something good?
This is the essence of the theory behind Cure Violence, that people like Northington can do things, go places, and touch people in a way that the police simply cannot, that they can diffuse tension and stop retaliation shootings before they happen, that they can interrupt the violence. Northington's partner is 32-year-old Monty Haynes, also a former high-ranking gang member.
I was amazed there to see a guy who they used to see running around with a gun, running from the police, bagging up weed, you know what I'm saying? It shocked them to see me doing something different.
Haynes and Northington say Casey needs this program more than ever. Assaults are up in the neighborhood. Across the city, homicides are the highest they've been in a decade. As we walk, Northington notices how few people are out enjoying the nice weather.
That's because people done got killed and people in jail, and most people are really scared of two things. They're scared of each other and they're scared of the police. You know what I'm saying?
The relationship between Casey and law enforcement has been tense over the last couple years. There were two assaults on officers, and last month, a man was shot by the police in the complex. As the two men zigzag door to door, they take the temperature of residents. Are they willing to consider their message? Will they come to an information session? Some are already on board. One man tells Haynes he put down his gun years ago.
Hey, I know you with that. The guns down moving, man.
That been guns down with me 3 years.
That's what I'm saying, man. I know.
But others require a little more coaxing. Northington talks to one Casey resident who ventured out onto his stoop.
I want to see you there, too. You'll be a big influence on the community, you know what I'm saying? They see your face every day out here.
Yeah.
When they see us doing different, they'll do different. You feel me? That's the thing about it.
Yeah. You know, I'll be there, bro. You know, I'll be there.
As they walk, Haynes comes upon a group of about five men standing in a circle drinking Hennessy from a bottle, enjoying the weekend afternoon. They quickly hide their liquor with puzzled expressions.
All we want you to do is put your gun down.
Yeah,
we don't care nothing about you smoking no weed, selling no dope.
Some are struggling to understand the concept, though it clicks for one of the men that all they care about is violence. Nothing else.
Yeah. Encourage the little ones to get an education, man, and be something in life, man. Not a gangbanger.
They walk a fine line. Neither Northington nor Haynes will tell someone to stop trying to make their living, even if it means breaking the law. They just want the shooting to stop.
I mean, if you're going to gangbang right.
Yeah. You're going to bang, you're banging for the right reason.
Overlooking other unlawful behavior is the double edge of this type of strategy. It makes it hard for the police to get behind the mission, and it can be touchy when cities use public money to pay ex-felons for mediation. But places like New York have embraced Cure Violence, investing millions, and last year it saw the lowest level of gun violence in more than 30 years. Cure Violence Nashville is still a nascent organization with no official link to the Chicago-born group. They don't have any official funding or even an office. As the group walks the last blocks of their canvas, Haynes plays rap music from his phone through a bullhorn. Most of the flyers are gone. Board member Lita Russell works on logistics. The group has plans to have interrupters post up around Casey so they can be ready to defuse potential disputes.
Okay, that field right there.
Yeah.
It's been popping in that field right there. Let's put a post right there in that field.
Overall, the response has been good. Only a few residents waved them off. As they climb South 7th Street, interrupter Marque Collins approaches two young boys riding bikes. He tells them to come to an event and watch a documentary.
What was the video?
It's a video about curing the violence in Nashville.
But guess what? You probably know the violence probably won't stop. I'm just saying.
You got to start curing somewhere, and it started with the youngest. Did you know that?
There is skepticism that anything could cure the violence that has spanned generations. And with that, the boys are off, grabbing a flyer before zipping down the hill on their bikes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribor Knight.